releasing negativity. What they're basically showing us is a picture of, you know what Buckingham Palace looks like, so we'll just use that as an example.
Yeah.
Imagine Buckingham Palace, and the grounds of Buckingham Palace are filled with negativity to the height of the walls.
Mm-hmm.
So just imagine the gates are solid, and if we opened the gates, everything would come pouring out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we need to get rid of negativity, and a way we, there is so much of it, there's lots of different ways. So one of the things that we're going to do is do a mass release of negativity so that everybody can feel it, and then everybody will feel the benefit afterwards.
Okay.
So it's a bit like saying the end of the world is going to happen tomorrow, and then, but we found a way to save it.
Yeah.
So that's really what's going to happen. And that's going to be over a period of several weeks, and a lot of people can get very distraught and so on, but that is what we want.
Right.
It's like being pushing them down to the bottom of the barrel,
yeah,
and suddenly there's light at the end of the tunnel, and things start to grow. And then you get the whole group, a mass of people,
yeah,
everybody joined together, saying, right, now this can work, let's make it work, let's join together, let's share.
But if they don't feel the negativity, they don't sense that, they don't get that energy.
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
So, the difference is the main thing that they will feel,
mm,
and that's what brings them to their starting point.
Yeah, I love
that. Now, this is where you will be doing a lot of work, Sharon.
Yeah.
Because you can understand that, you will know what is happening, and you'll automatically send out the right energies,
yeah,
to so many different places, so many different groups. All of us, it doesn't matter, you don't need to know, as you know, it just goes,
yeah,
out there. And you'll be spending several days just with energy flowing through you.
Yeah. Love it.
Quite something.
Love it.
Now, there's going to be a change with animals. Now, animals are very good at sensing, and they're going to sense this huge change that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be very unsure.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this is the way it has to be, because we are all part of nature, and so are the animals, and so on. So they must feel the change. Although they don't understand it to the level that you do,
yeah,
they will simply sense the change.
Yeah.
And when they sense it going from negative to positive, that is a big plus for them, and they will respond better to humans, respond,
yeah,
better to grazing, and so on, and so on. Everything will be better for them.